leadership of Stangram Baptist Church, Reverend Bob and Shelley, the deacons, for this privilege to speak to us this morning again. I didn't take it for granted, and I really appreciate the leadership of the church and God for giving us the opportunity to witness yet another beautiful morning, a bit of cold and windy, and but it's a beautiful day, and it's a great day to be alive. Once again, good morning, church. As we all know, this is the festive season that was celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is it's become a kind of tradition that we do yearly. And I want to share with us this morning the essence, so to speak, of this season, and what it means to me personally. And I hope as I share, we can also have a reflection of what the season actually means to you as an individual. Because the concept of salvation for me is an individual thing. You need a personal experience and an encounter to really understand the depth and the true meaning of salvation and the person of Jesus Christ. So the title of this morning, should I call it message? For the lack of a better word, is God with us. God with us. And we'll see our text from Matthew 1:23. We can just flip through our Bible, and I'll appreciate if someone can just help us with that passage. Matthew 1:23. I think Matthew should be in the New Testament. Yeah, so if you are checking the Old Testament, you may be wrong. All right, is anyone there? All right, thank you. You can do that. Thank you very much. A virgin is going to conceive and give birth to a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. We see in the book of John 1:1-4, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt with us. Who is Jesus? So permit me to introduce him briefly to us this morning. I call him our source. I call him the environment where we can thrive, because for every living creature, there is an environment that you can actually be you and thrive. A fish can be brought to the land, because the land is not its environment. So definitely the fish is going to die. A bird stays in the sky, cannot be taken into the ocean. I'm not sure any bird, I may be wrong, but I'm not sure any bird can survive in the ocean. So same as you and I as individuals, we are brought and created through him and for him, which invariably make Jesus our environment, and in him we can thrive, in him we have our being. He's our sustenance, and he's the only person that can make us fulfill any and whatever purpose for which we've been created. And that's why I call him environment, our environment. That is the only person that can make whatever thing we want to become or is or will ever be come to pass. In him we have our being. Everything was made by him and for him. Jesus is the creator of everything and is the mastermind. So that is just a brief introduction of who I feel Jesus Christ is. Now, if you understand the person of Jesus, then bringing it to the context of him as Emmanuel, God with us. Now, understanding that is the environment that you and I can thrive, understanding that is our source, understanding that is the one that holds our being. So, if he's with us, what does that translate to? What are the benefits? What are the things we can enjoy? What are the things we can understand? What are the things that we can have and present to the world? So I call that the benefits of God with us, which can never be exhaustive. I have some highlights I have here, but it can be so many things. And I said, at the end of the day, it's going to be a reflection of who he is to you, understanding him from what he has been and what your relationship with him, so to speak. So the first point I have here is one of the benefits of God with us is that it gives guidance and protection. And we can see that in Psalm 32:8 and Proverbs 32:8, him being our guidance, him being our protector, him being the one that can keep us safe from from harm. He said he's going to... Okay, let me quickly look at one of the text here, Proverbs 32:8, and we'll just flesh it out a bit. If you are there before me, it's fine. You want to read? Proverbs 32:8. Am I right? Psalm 32:8, not Proverbs. Yes, please. That is Emmanuel speaking to us, that he's going to instruct us in the way we should go, and he's going to guide us through in our journey in life. I quickly run through the second one, which says deliverance, and I'll bring us to the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they are in the fiery furnace. We understand that the king, when he went to see them, said something. I said, I threw three men into the fire, but there's a fourth man. And the fourth man, his appearance is like what? The Son of God. So that is an absolute deliverance. That is him being with us. So whatever we pass through, wherever we are, whatever we are going through, is ever present. And the beauty of it is that it's not even us that would notice. The people outside will also what? Notice it and confirm it. Because the king in question doesn't have any understanding of who God is. But God being with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, this person I saw is not ordinary. This person I'm seeing is unusual. And that is one of the benefits you enjoy as a child of God. That's the benefit you enjoy when you have God with you. His presence follows you. The fourth person is always with you. And his appearance is just like the Son of God. And that would be the testimony of the word that they see in us. So the other one says that it brings healing. Jesus Christ, interestingly, was at Peter's mom's mother-in-law's place. And the woman was not feeling too well. But because God visited Peter in the form of Jesus, what happened? We all know the story. The woman that was sick got up and was doing what? Preparing a meal. So this got me wondering, and I said, I think I'm not using Jesus enough. He's been with me all this while, but I'm not really taking hold of the concept of the benefits, which means when Jesus is with me, every other thing is going to bow. Sickness will bow. Problems will bow. There will be deliverance. And also abundance. After preaching to 5,000 people, he said, they need to go home. He said, but they have to eat, they can't go home now. So what do we do? We only have 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. I said, okay, Jesus is here. Emmanuel was with them. And after praying over the fishes and 5 loaves of bread, he said, share. And they ate so much more as he had 12 baskets untouched, the leftover. That means when God is with you and I, there is abundance. There can never be any lack. You can never go wrong with him. There's divine purpose, understanding, and having the clarity of vision is also a part of the benefit of God being with us. You can never be confused or stranded. You are emboldened, you are enabled to understand what it is I want to do part time. That is the essence of God being with us. God's presence and his hand is always upon us. He gives us peace, just as we spoke this morning. He said, my peace I give to you, not as the world give it. So having Emmanuel with us automatically translates to us having peace. When Reverend was speaking this morning, I spoke about lots of unsettled events happening around the world. Political instabilities, economic instabilities. Everywhere is just in chaos. But the Prince of Peace is always with us. And even in that chaotic moment, in that trials, in that problems that we feel, it's insurmountable. The Prince of Peace is telling us that he is with us. And when he's with us, there's this inner peace, there's this inner peace, and we have this conviction, inner conviction, that things cannot go wrong because he's with us. So even when there, because one thing I come to realize that as far as this world is still in existence, this world is still as it is, there will always be issues. I'm not sure we'll ever get over that. I may be wrong. But even at that, he has given us his peace. And even when we see the chaos, when we see the tribulations, when we see the trials, we still have a peace of God in us, which keeps us going. And this peace is something that the world cannot give. This peace is something that the world doesn't understand. And they will look at you and begin to ask, something is different about you. Because even in the face of all this, you still have this inner peace. You see, you are settled in your spirit. You have this conviction. So, benefit of God being with us is that we have peace. We have hope. We have hope. And that's seen in Isaiah 40, 31, Jeremiah 29, 11, that says, for I know the thoughts I have for you, that thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So when the Prince of Peace is with us, we have hope. I said that I didn't promise us a trouble-free world, but he promised us that he has conquered the world for us. So we enjoy victory in spite of all the whims and caprices of the devil. So in the face of whatever it is, we have our peace. When there was storm, and the disciples were with Jesus Christ, he was sleeping. He's the Prince of Peace. And they said, oh, Master, are you not even concerned that we all perish here? I said, oh, you men of little faith, I am here with you. I said, oh, peace. Be still. So when we have Jesus Christ as our God, as our Emmanuel, even in the face of storm, we have our peace. And that is something that is big for me as a person, as an individual. So I look at whatever is happening and I feel it's not beyond beyond me because I have God with me. And even most times, people say I smile a lot, and the only reason I smile is because I'm confident that Emmanuel, God is with me. So even passing through whatever it is, I'm set within my spirit and said, it's not something God cannot do. Because what he cannot do, I'm not sure it does exist. So it gives peace, it gives hope. We are more than conquerors. We control our circumstances and situations. Situations obey us because we carry the spirit and divine nature of God. We are not ordinary. We are special. And I'm saying that with all sense of sincerity and sense of, as in I know what I'm saying, because I've experienced that, I've encountered it. It's working for me, and I know for every believer too that understood the concept of who Jesus Christ is something that is potent. It is not a mere hearsay. It is not a fluke. We are not saying it because we are trying to market him. We are speaking the truth for everybody that has understanding of who Emmanuel is. And so this season, again, as we are setting up our trees, Christmas trees, meeting with family members, having a nice time with them, there should be this consciousness in us that it is not just about the merriment. It's not just about the celebration. It's not just about the euphoria that Christmas brings. It's about Jesus. And it's not just about Jesus as in J-E-S-U-S. It's about Jesus, Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. So the benefit of God being with us can never be exhausted. The benefit of God with us should give us peace. The benefit of God with us should give us hope. The benefit of God with us should give us guidance. The benefit of God with us should make us control our situations and circumstances. They obey us. One of the interesting facts about it is that when there was this madman, I think, is it in the book of Acts? And the sons of Keva went to him. They tried to cast out a demon in him. Said, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. And the man told them, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? So it means there needs to be a personal encounter with Jesus Christ for even the devil to acknowledge that, of course, I know Bob, and I know I can't go near him because God is with him. I know David. I cannot meddle or mess up with him because I know God is with him. So that should tell us something important as Christians, that we need to carry God, Jesus Christ, in this context with every sense of seriousness, because the moment is easily identifiable in us, then situation and circumstance answers to us. The devils, whatever it is, they are weary of us. There's the boundary, there's the respect, there's the honor that comes with God being with us, that will make us different, that will make people see it in us even when we are not saying it. Presently, we are walking. I laugh most times because I really do not like. So sometimes they'll just say, you speak like a pastor. I'm not a pastor. I'm just. So there's always something that will define you, that will distinct you when God is with you. People will just see that this person is not, is unusual. They might not be able to explain it, but that it will come with respect, it will come with honor, it will come with regard. And they want to hear you speak. They will ask for your opinion. They will ask for your input, because they know when you speak the wisdom of God. And that is one importance of Emmanuel, God with us. Finally, we need to live and act with the consciousness of this truth. Let this not be just another Christmas of merriment and family gathering, but one for reflection, thanks, and a true understanding of the season. Let's be encouraged to tell someone about Jesus, the reason for the season. Let's pray. Thank you, our Most High God, for the entrance of your word that giveth life and understanding to the simple. Thank you for coming to the world for our sake. Thank you for being with us in spite of all odds. Thank you for the confidence and hope we have in you. Thank you for the peace. And with all the madness happening all around, you are still giving us that peace. You've given us that assurance, that hope, and we hold on to it. And we know that as we journey through the face of this earth, your presence is continually with us to break every chains, to bring every being to subject, and that at the mention of your name, every knee bows and acknowledge that you are God. We carry this faith in us. We carry this understanding in us. We carry this belief in us. And we are confident that you are constantly with us now and to the end of time. Thank you, our Most High God. Thank you for all the benefits we enjoy in you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of the Love Divine. Amen. And before I take my seat, there's a song coming to my heart. I'm sure we don't know it, but it says something. It's a song we sing back at home. It says, "I have confidence in you." And I'll just sing it briefly, then go back to my seat. So, "I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Savior. I have confidence in you. Anytime, any day, I have confidence in you, Jesus. I've got confidence in you, Jesus. I've got confidence in you, Savior. I've got confidence in you. Anytime, any day, I've got confidence in you, Jesus. I've got confidence in you, Jesus. I've got confidence in you, Savior. I've got confidence in you. Anytime, any day, I've got confidence in you, Jesus.